With everything going on around us, what happens when we allow ourselves to maybe take a look, maybe envision a future when today's limitations are gone? Well, there's some good questions to be asked. And if you'd like to get some thoughts on the future of mobility, predictions for industry-wide growth, challenges facing leaders in a post-COVID era, we've got just the guy. In fact, just the guy who's coming February 9th for a virtual Detroit Economic Club event at 11 a.m. Go to econclub.org, econclub.org, rethinking our view of mobility, which will be led by the new CEO of Magna International, who we're meeting now for the first time and welcoming to the Paul W. Smith Show, CEO Swami Kotagiri. Swami, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Happy to be talking to you and really excited to be part of the Detroit Economic Group next week.
Well, I bet you are, and we're happy to have you on here and happy to have the opportunity to talk with you about what you'll be talking about and, frankly, to talk about you a little bit, though. Though you're the new CEO, you're certainly not new to the industry, including not new to Magna.
Yes, Paul. I've been in the industry half my life, as I like to say, for the just over 26 years. I've been in Magna for 21 years, so it's a great privilege to be having a chance to become the CEO of a company that I grew up in. So exciting times, especially when the industry is going through a disruptive transformation.
Let's talk a little bit about our view of mobility. The most recent, not a terrible surprise, because if we've been following what Mary Barra and General Motors has been doing, they've been working toward this, but they finally set down the in writing, basically, the announcement of going all electric, and that changes a lot of things. Electric cars don't have transmissions as we know them, don't have a lot of different things as we know them, and they need other things that we haven't yet been making in great numbers. But give us a little of your thoughts on rethinking our view of mobility.
I think in my mind, Paul, we have always looked at mobility as moving things, goods, people from point A to point B in the most efficient, economical, and sustainable way. So electrification is one part of it. There is many other secular trends like, you know, autonomy to various degrees. And part of this journey is the electric vehicles. We have always said it's not as much a matter of if they're coming. It's just a matter of when they're coming. And we are, you know, actually lucky and fortunate to be looking at a product portfolio that is really agnostic to the power source, and we can do a deep dive when we have a longer discussion on that. But we are really positioned well with our building block strategy and addressing the trends no matter what the transition time is.
You know, all of a sudden, people are talking again, including General Motors for trucks and such, about hydrogen fuel cells, which was talked about. They were talked about a long time ago, kind of went on the back burner, seemed to be coming back again, along with this move toward electrification industry-wide.
Yeah, electrification, Paul, really is a outcome of our desire to make this planet more sustainable, right? We are trying to address tailpipe emissions, reduce the carbon footprint, and ultimately get to carbon neutrality. So hydrogen is one of the possible variations there. We are talking lithium-ion and battery electric vehicles today. Hydrogen fuel cells have been there and I think will continue to be looked at. You have to look at the infrastructure and how we get there, but could be one of the possible solutions in the future.
I would remind myself and our WJR listeners that because of innovation and changes, we don't even know what might be next. We keep talking about electrification as the future. Something else might come up along the way with innovation and discovery that could even replace electrification down the road. I have no idea what that might be. That's not my bailiwick, but everything's being worked on all the time, I guess, is what we have to understand. And with the same thoughts of what Swami is talking about, sustainability and how it all affects our environment. Before we let you go, and to remind everybody, Rethinking Our View of Mobility, February 9th, a virtual Detroit Economic Club event at 11 a.m. And go to econclub.org to see how you can be a part of that, econclub.org. If somebody said, oh, Magna International, oh, you're the CEO of Magna, that's interesting. Of course, there are a lot of big, important companies in the automotive industry. How would you easily describe Magna to somebody who doesn't understand what you do?
I would like to say Magna is a $40 billion company and in a $3 trillion industry. So we believe we are just starting the journey. We have a great culture. We have a broad portfolio, which gives us the ability to think like an automaker. So that's the unique advantage for us, not just the systems knowledge, but we are the tier one that actually can design full vehicles and manufacture full vehicles. So we are the go-to suppliers for the automakers.
All right. Excellent. Well, welcome. I hope we get to talk to you often, and I wish you well. And I know that people are going to enjoy your presentation at the econclub.org coming up on February 9th, the virtual Detroit Economic Club event at 11 in the morning. Go to econclub.org for more information. Nice meeting you. Nice talking with you, Swami Kotagiri, the new CEO of Magna International. Thank you, Swami.
Thank you, Paul. My pleasure. Look forward to it.